Well, good morning. Are you sure you don't want the podium? And I'll translate for you. Well, it's good to be back here with all of you. And I'm pretty excited that Hong is my translator today. If you don't like the words that I say, just look at her smiling face. So I'm going to be preaching this morning out of Acts chapter 12.
我今天要讲的是《使徒行传》第十二章。
We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 11.
我们今天要看1到11节《使徒行传》十二章。
And this is a really great story about Peter.
这是一个有关使徒彼得一个很好的。But
he's not the only character in this story.
使徒彼得并不是
So as we go through verses 1 through 11, I'm going to ask Hong to just read verses 1 through 11.
我们现在让曹红来读一下从第一节到十一节读一下. You want me to read?
Yeah, you read and tell me when you're done, otherwise I won't know.
Okay, I will. 那时西律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除效的日子，西律拿了彼得收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。 于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。西律将他提出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中。看守的人也在门外看守。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀。天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！” 那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。天使对他说：“书上带子，穿上鞋。”他就那样做。天使又说：“披上外衣，跟着我来。”彼得就出来跟着他，不知道天使所做的是真的，只当看到了异象。过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门。那门自己开了，他们出去，走过一条街。 天使便离开他去了。彼得醒悟过来，说：“我现在真知道主差遣他的使者，托我救我脱离西律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。”Thank
you. So my family and I play this game.
他说我全家在就是说玩一种游戏。And
it's called Would You Rather.
你愿意吗? 这个游戏叫
And an example of this game
这个游戏的一个例子是
Would be a question like this
就是问这样一种问题
Would you rather eat broccoli every day for the rest of your life
在你今后的一生当中每天都吃西兰花吗?
Or never again for the rest of your life
或者是今生我一生当中再也不碰西兰花，这是两个选择。Here's
another example.
这是另外一个例子。Would
you rather have no socks for a whole year?
你宁愿每一年中不穿袜子吗？
Or not be able to brush your teeth for a whole year?
整年都不能刷牙。
And that's a really fun way to get to know somebody.
这是一个很有趣，就是说了解对方的。 了解一个人的方法
And to get to know what kind of a person they are and what's important to them.
了解他是什么样的人, 什么对他来最重要。
So my question to you today
我今天对你们大家的问题是
is what kind of Christian are you?
你们是什么样的基督徒?
Are you the type that just sits around?
你是只是坐着的基督徒吗?
Or are you the type that goes out and does things?
或者是你是到外面去做事情的基督徒。
So as I mentioned before, there are several characters in this story today.
像我刚才说过，这个今天的这个故事呢，有几个人物。
We're going to start with the first one to be mentioned, which was King Herod.
第一个人物呢，就是希律王。
King Herod was the grandson of Herod the Great.
希律王是是大希律王的孙子。
So to put it in modern day perspective,
用现在的话来说,
a king back then was kind of like,
那时候的国王呢是像
the president of the United States,
美国总统一样,
the CEO of Amazon,
亚马逊的总裁,
the general of all the warriors,
一个将军，就是管理所有的战士的将军。
And someone who was really into fashion and the way their home looked.
或者是一个人呢，非常关注他的屋子的风格的这么一个人。
All wrapped into one.
把这些人全部加在一起，就是那时候的国王。
And what they say goes.What they say matters, and it's going to happen.
他们说什么呢？他们说什么就是什么。
So here's this king who's ruling over what we would call Palestine.
这个希律王呢是管理现在我们就是说叫巴勒斯坦的这个领土。
And there was one thing he really cared about.
他只是肯在乎一件事。
Pleasing people.
就是取悦他的民众。
The reason I say that is in Scripture it says,
我为什么这么说呢？因为是圣经上这样讲的。
After he saw that it pleased the Jews,
圣经上是这么讲，他看到这个是犹太人很高兴，这件事使犹太人很高兴。
He proceeded to arrest Peter also.
那他就去捕捉彼得。
The only reason he did it is to please the Jews.
因为这个呢是犹太人很高兴，所以他就是这是他唯一的原因来做这件事，就是为了让犹太人高兴。
He was a people pleaser that cared about what people thought.
他是一个就是取悦民众的这么一个人，就是说他非常在乎别人怎么想。
He didn't care about what was right.
他不在乎什么是正义的，什么是对的。
Another character in this story is the angel of the Lord.
另外一个人物在这个故事的人物呢，是那个是主的使者。
What usually happens when an angel appears to someone in Scripture?
通常呢，当主的使者出现在圣经里描述主的使者出现在一个是一个场景里面是通常发生了什么事呢？
What's the first thing the angel says to someone when they appear?
那个使者会跟人说什么话呢？通常第一句话会说什么呢？
Does anybody know?
有人知道吗？
Fear not, do not be afraid.
不要惧怕。
One of the stories I like to tell the kids,
我经常跟小孩子讲这个故事。
In the book of Leviticus, it describes a particular angel.
在利未记里面，他就是描述了一个使者，天使。
15 feet tall.
15尺高。
With a 15 foot wingspan.
15尺，他的那个翅膀张开以后是15尺宽。
These are very powerful beings.
这是非常有力量的，非常有能力的天使。
They are known as messengers of God.
人们称他们是神的使者。
And when an angel shows up, something big is going to happen.
当天使出现的时候，都是通常一个大事件要发生了。
They are used by God.
他们被神使用。
So far we have King Herod, who's a pleaser.
现在我们有希律王，他是一个取悦人的人。
And we have an angel of the Lord who is used by God.
但我们有神的使者，他是神，就是主的使者是被神所使用的。
Now we have the character Peter.
那我们还有彼得。
He's a fisherman.
他是个渔夫。
Or is he?
是不是？
So scripture says in Mark 1:17,
马可福音第一章第十七节说，
Jesus said to Peter, you're no longer a fisherman, Peter.
耶稣跟他说，你现在不是渔夫了。
You're a fisher of people.
你要去得人如得鱼。
Interesting about Peter, it's not his first time in prison.
有趣的是，这个不是彼得的第一次入监的经历。
In Acts chapter 5, he was in prison before.
在《使徒行传》第五章描述了他以前也入过，也被收入监狱。
Does anybody remember how he got out of prison?
有没有人记得他怎么样出来的，从监狱里面？
Yeah, the prison gates flew open and he walked out.
牢房的门打开了，他们就自己走出来了。
So I worked in the prisons for 29 years.
我在监狱里做了工作了29年。
And we like our gates to stay closed.
我们喜欢我们的那个监狱的门都是在关着的，总是在关着的。
Sometimes when I read a story in the Bible,
有的时候我读到圣经上的故事，
or sing a song,
or 唱一首歌，
and it talks about the prison gates flying open,
讲到监狱的门呢，自己打开了，自动的打开了，
and the prisoners all walking out,
所有的那个坐牢的人呢，都自己走出来了。
I don't get a warm feeling.
我不觉得很温暖的这种情况。
It makes me nervous.
让我觉得很担忧。
But I also understand that Peter was not in prison because he did anything wrong.
我知道彼得入监不是因为他做了什么错事。
He was persecuted for his faith.
他是因为他的信仰受到了迫害才进到监狱里面。
Have you ever been persecuted for your faith?
你有没有曾经因为你的信仰被收入监狱呢？
Maybe laughed at.
有没有人因为你的信仰来嘲弄你呢？
Or you got the impression that the person you were talking to didn't want to hear it.
或者是你有没有这样的印象，就是你跟别人讲，人家不想听呢？
But the great thing about Peter is he was a doer of God's word.
有关彼得最重要的一件事，他是行主神的话。
And I think if I had been able to ask Peter, I think if I could go back in time and have a conversation with Peter,
如果我能够回到彼得的时代，就是跟彼得有一段对话的话。
And I said, Peter, would you rather be out of prison and not a Christian?
我会问他，问彼得，彼得，你宁愿你自己不坐监，而不是基督徒？
Or in prison until the day you die, but you're a Christian.
而是你是基督徒，坐监，坐直到你死，这两个选择。
He's already actually answered this question because he's in prison for his faith.
他已经回答了我的这个问题，因为他是因为他的信仰的原因，现在正在坐监。
So there's some other characters in this story that it's easy to not pay attention to.
他说这个故事还有其他的人物很容易被我们忽略掉。
And that's the prison guards.
狱卒。
So what did the prison guards do in this story?
在这故事里呢，这些狱卒做什么呢？
Zip. How do you say zip?
Zip.
Nada. Nada, that's Spanish. Nothing.
什么都没有做。
They did nothing.
他们没做任何事情。
Were they afraid?
他们害怕吗？
Were they asleep?
他们睡觉了吗？
Were they unaware of what God was doing?
他们是不是不知道神在做什么呢？
So in this story it says Peter was chained with two chains.
在这故事里头呢，彼得呢被两条铁链锁住。
And what that means is this.
这个就 这个是意思的意思是这样。
If I'm Peter the prisoner,
如果我是彼得这个囚犯
，and Hong is one of the prison guards,
曹红呢是这个狱卒
，and my wife Jen, you don't have to come up here, is here and she's another prison guard.
那个 Jen 呢是另外一个狱卒。
It means I'm shackled to them.
狱卒两边呢把持着这个锁链，都把它就是夹在中间。
So my wrist is connected to her wrist, and this wrist is connected to her wrist.
他说我的左手呢是绑这个锁链绑到他的这个我的左边这个人，我的右手的锁链绑到我的右边的这个人的手上。
So the two prison guards are in the cell with Peter.
两个狱卒呢是在跟彼得在同一个牢房里头待着。
And there's two more right outside the gate of his cell.
还有一个两个狱卒就在牢房的，就是说门外，在门外在那边守卫着。
And there's two more down the hallway.
还有两个呢，在那个走廊边上。
There's 16 just for Peter.
16个狱卒在看守这个彼得。
When I worked for the Department of Corrections, the most we ever had for one prisoner was two officers.
我在监狱里工作的时候呢。最多我们有两个狱警看一个囚犯。
King Herod may not have cared about what the Lord thought of him, but he cared about his prisoner not escaping.
希律王呢，可能不在乎那个上帝怎么看待他，但是呢，他很在乎怎么让他的那个囚犯不逃掉。
I'm pretty sure that in Acts chapter 5, when Peter was in prison before.
在《使徒行传》第五章，彼得在监狱的时候。
And he escaped by the gates opening. I'm pretty sure King Herod knew this.
他那个彼得在那个在《使徒行传》第五章的入监的那一次呢，那个他逃出监狱是因为那个监狱的牢门呢在打开了。他说那个希律王一定知道这件事，一定听说过这件事。
So they weren't taking any chances this time.
所以这次呢，他们就是不会有任何放松。所以呢，这次呢，就有16个兵丁在看守彼得。
So these prison guards who were also Roman soldiers,
这些狱卒呢，也是罗马的兵卒。
Were the best at what they did.
他们做的最好的事情是
But they did nothing.
什么也没做。
So we have Herod, who was a people pleaser.
我们有希律王，他是一个取悦者。
An angel of the Lord used by God.
还有主的使者，神被神使用的主的使者
Peter, a doer of the Lord's work.
彼得是行上帝的道的，作为有就是工作者
And Hong, the prison guard that did nothing.
曹红是那个狱卒，什么也没做的狱卒。
So I want to go back to Peter for a moment because I think most of us identify with Peter.
我想再回到彼得身上，然后呢，因为我知道我们大家每个人都很认同彼得。
Peter is a great example of someone in difficult circumstance who looked upward to the Lord.
彼得是我们一个很好的榜样，就是在他总是在困难的时候往上看，往天上看。
So this was the night before his trial, and he probably was going to be executed the next day.
这是他被审判的前一夜，而他很有可能会被判死刑。
And what was Peter doing in his cell in the story?
彼得在他的牢房里干什么了呢？
Sleeping. He was tired.
在沉睡。 他是很累很累了。
Do you think he was worried and concerned?
你认为他有没有他有没有担心或者是很担心明天发生什么事吗？
I know I would be concerned if I was in prison and going to trial.
我知道我会很如果在同样的情况我会很担心因为第二天又要审判了。
But he walked with the Lord so closely he was able to sleep soundly.
但是他跟随主他紧跟着主所以他呢能够很就是说很 沉稳地 睡觉 在那个审判的头一天晚上。
Scripture says the angel showed up in the cell and the light shone brightly.
在圣经上说当主的使者呢在出现在牢房里头呢是一个很强的光照在的那个牢房里。
And that didn't even wake Peter up.
这个强光竟然没有把彼得唤醒。
How many of you get up at night to turn the hall light off if it's on?
我们有多少人晚上睡因为起来是因为那个走廊里的灯亮着我们是因为亮光睡不着觉我们起来关灯呢？
And there's Peter sleeping, and the angel has to go over. Peter.
那个彼得在这时呢，彼得在沉睡，然后呢，那个使者呢，那个天使呢，还要到彼得身边去把彼得去推醒。
And maybe you're thinking, well, it was easy for Peter. He knew Jesus personally.
你可能会想，因为彼得他本身是亲身跟随着耶稣的，所以你知道这些对他来讲很容易，因为他有这样的经历。
He got to go for walks with Jesus.
他跟耶稣一起散步，他曾经。
He got to eat with Jesus.
跟耶稣一起吃饭。
He got to ask him any question.
他可以任那个问耶稣很多问题。
And Jesus was right there to answer his questions.
耶稣在那个时候就说一直在可以回答他的他有任何问题都可以回答。
So Peter was a super quick Christian that we could never be.
所以呢彼得的经历他是这样的基督徒是我们根本没办法比我们也不可能做这样的基督徒因为他的亲身经历跟耶稣一起的亲身经历。
But he was just like us in every way.
但是呢他其实呢就是跟我们每个人都一样在很多方面都和我们每个平常的人都一样的人。
As a matter of fact, he may have suffered in ways that we will never suffer.
他也承受了巨大的痛苦我们每个人都不会承受这样的痛苦。
Are you suffering today?
你们有没有承受痛苦呢？现在
，suffering comes in many different ways.
痛苦呢，通常有很多种方式。
Here's some of the ways that Peter suffered.
这是彼得呢承受的一些痛苦。
He lived with the fact and the memory that he denied Jesus 3 times.
他呢三次不认主但是呢这种经历和记忆呢对他来讲是一种痛苦一种
He endured the crucifixion of Christ
他也亲眼看到和亲身经历到看主耶稣被钉十字架
When Jesus was crucified Peter didn't have a Bible that told him how it ended
耶稣被钉十字架的时候彼得并没有手上并没有一本圣经告诉他将会发生什么事情。
All he knew was the Messiah was being killed.
他知道的就是这个 Messiah 是被杀了。
He was put in prison for what he believed, not because he did anything wrong.
他被投入监狱不是因为信仰的关系，而不是因为他做了任何错事。
So Peter had some choices to make.
彼得呢，现在有要做出一些，做一些选择。
Just like we have choices today.
就像我们现在也要做出选择一样。
Peter could look outward to the world for help, just like we can.
彼得呢，可以呢，就是说向外看，看周边的世界呢，然后呢，寻求一些帮助，就像我们现在一样的，寻求外界的帮助。
The world has things to offer like money, drugs, alcohol.
那我们现在生活的环境呢，可能会一些帮助，比如说钱和那个毒品，或者是酒精，这些都可以帮助一个人在一定程度上。
But when we look to those things, they make us angry. We become criminals.We become self-centered.
当我们在这些东西的当中寻求帮助的话呢，我们就会变得更加愤怒，然后呢，变得我们就变成罪犯，或者是以自我为中心的人。
So maybe Peter should look inward for help.
可能彼得应该向寻求自身。向自己来寻求帮助，从自己的内心世界来寻求帮助。
Maybe we should trust in ourselves and be our own Lord.
可能我们应该呢，就是相信自己，做我们自己的主人。
But what would that get us?
那这个呢，就让我们变成，我们将变成什么样呢？如果我们做，相信自己，做自己的主人呢？
It would give us depression, mental illness, self-centeredness.
让我们沮丧，让我们有可能会有精神疾病，或者是自我为中心，只关注自己。
Or we can look upward to God.
或者我们可以向上看，看天。
So we have three choices.
我们有三个选择。
We can look outward.
我们可以向外界寻求帮助。
We can look inward,
或者是跟自己的内心寻求帮助。
Or we can look upward,
或者我们往天上看，看天国从帮助从天上来的帮助。
Peter chose to look upward.
彼得选择了寻求从上而来的帮助。
And he put his trust in God.
他完全信靠神。
And he was able to sleep.
他可以很好，就是说可以沉睡。
Not because he thought he was going to get out of prison.
并不是因为他知道他可以从监狱里出来。
But because he knew his salvation was in the Lord.
而是他知道拯救在主里面有拯救。
About 23 years ago,
23年以前,
my wife and I separated.
我和我的太太我们分居了。
And we were headed for divorce.
我们向离婚这个方向在走。
We could look to the world to help us.
我们可以寻求这个世界，这个外界的帮助。
We could look inward for help.
我们可以寻求自己的内在的力量。
Or we could look upward to God for help.
或者我们寻求天上来的帮助。
The Lord chose us first.
神主选择了我们，神先替我们做了选择。
And we responded.
我们呢，就是回应了主的。
And we've been married for over 30 years.
我们现在已经结婚超过30年了。
Not because anything we did right.
不是因为我们做了什么正确的事。
We did a lot of things to mess it up.
我们做了很多的错事，做了很多的不应该做的事。
We chose to look upward to God and to trust in the Lord.
我们选择了寻求往上看，然后信靠神。
And He's blessed us as a result.
然后神呢，极大的赐恩给我们。
Psalm 56:3 says this.
诗篇56章第三节是这么说的。
When I am afraid, I trust in you.
我惧怕的时候， 要依靠你。
Notice that it says you're afraid, but you trust in the Lord.
注意到这一点，他说你惧怕，但是呢，你信靠依靠神。
So that doesn't mean that if you're afraid, you don't trust God.
就不这样，就是说不是告诉你你害怕，你不信神。
The Lord acknowledges our humanity, and He realizes there'll be times where we're afraid.
主呢，认识到我们的人的，我们是人的这个因素呢，知道我们会害怕。
But the key is to trust in Him in the midst of our fear.
重要的是，在我们惧怕的时候，要信靠神。
Jeremiah 17:7.
耶利米书17章第7节.
Jeremiah is my favorite Old Testament prophet.
耶利米是我最，是我最喜欢的在那个旧约的先知。
He was a prophet when the nation of Israel and Judah was in captivity in Babylon.
他是在
Judah and Israel,
Israel
were captives in Babylon.
他是在犹大和以色列在败露在Babylon.
Babylon. Yeah, that's how you say it in Mandarin also. Yeah. Babylon.
在巴比伦被掳在巴比伦的时候的先知。
Will you read Jeremiah 17:7
okay.
for them?
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了。
That's what the Lord said to the people in captivity.
这是主对于被俘的人这样说的。
So here's this whole nation of Israel in captivity.
这是现在就是整个以色列都是被侵略被捕了。
And the Lord's telling them if they will trust him they'll be blessed.
主告诉他们如果你要全心信靠你就会被蒙福。
And then here we are thousands of years later and he told my wife and I the same thing.
现在我们就说几千年过去了，然后呢他告诉我和我的太太同样的话语。
Psalm 115:11.
诗篇115篇第11节。
I think this applies to this church.
我认为这个章节呢，就是说很适合我们这个教会。
Will you read that for them?
Okay. 诗篇115:11，你们敬畏耶和华的，要依靠耶和华，他是你们的帮助和你们的盾牌。
I think the Lord looks at this group and thinks loyal followers.
我想，当神看到我们这个这一组人的时候，他就说，他们是忠心的跟随者。
I was looking at your bulletin.
我今天看到我们的这个叶子，我们教会发的这个每周的崇拜的一个叶子。
So if you're in here and you helped make this, can you raise your hand?
你谁帮助做这个的？
Two? Okay. Just so you know, somebody did read this today. I read it.
告诉你有今天有一个人读了它，一定有一个人读了它，因为我读了。
And I noticed that your theme for this month is knowing God's will for my life.
我看到你们这个月的主题就是知道上帝的旨意，对我生活的旨意。
And we sing a song this morning.
我们也唱了一个歌，今天早晨。
And there was a verse that said, I'll soar like an eagle.
有一句话是我像 我像熊一样飞翔。
Soaring in God's kingdom.
像鹰啊。
If you do this, it helps, yeah, like you're an eagle.
Yeah, 雄鹰是我们中国大陆用的词，叫英雄的鹰，是更加是更加的修饰一下。
We're good on that. I'll soar like an eagle, soaring in God's kingdom. Okay?
我像鹰一样飞翔。
I want to read you something that isn't in my notes.
我要给你们读一个不在我的笔记里面的东西。
This is from the book of James.
这是那个雅各书，这是雅各书的一段。
The really fun thing about James.
雅各书有一个非常有趣的。
Guess who his brother was?
谁是雅各的兄弟呢？
Jesus was his brother. So this, what I'm going to read you is from Jesus' brother. And here's what he says.
我要给你读一段是从耶稣的兄弟的书。这是这么说的。
Don't fool yourself into thinking.
不要欺骗你自己。
That you are a listener.
你是垂听者。
When you are anything but,
你是所有的一切，而不是。
Letting the word go in one ear and come out the other.
让话语从一个耳朵进，另外一个耳朵出。
Act on what you hear.
假装你听到了。
So your theme for this month is God's will for your life.
所以你这个月的主题是上帝对你生活的旨意。
And we sang a song that was really hard to translate about the eagle flying.
我们刚才唱了一个歌，很难翻译那个老鹰的飞翔。
And soaring for God's kingdom.
那个飞翔到天国。
So here's my closing, because it's almost lunchtime.
现在我的这是我的结束语，因为很快就要吃午餐了。
Which character are you the most like in today's story?
Which character?
Which character are you most like in today's story? Are you the pleaser?
这个是你最今天的故事里面的这几个人物，你最像哪一个？你是取悦人的人吗？
Are you like Peter and you're busy doing God's work?
Or 你像彼得一样的在行上帝的话？
Are you like the angel of the Lord doing God's work?
或者你像那个神的使者，像那个主的使者在行神的工作，在做神的工作？
Or are we like the prison guards doing nothing?
或者我们像这个几个狱卒一样的什么也没干的狱卒。
I think most of us in here today,
我想大多数对我们来我们的像我们大多数人今天一样。
Don't need to hear another sermon.
不需要再听另外一个讲道。
And remember, if you don't like what I'm saying, just look at her face.
如果你不喜欢她讲的，你就看看我。她说，其实没什么好看的。
Just as James said, we are to act on what we hear.
她说，就像雅各说的，我们要行我们所听到的。
We read our Bibles.
我们读圣经。
We pray.
我们祷告。
We talk to God.
我们跟上帝对话啊。
We listen to what He says.
我们垂听神的话。
And we sing songs.
我们唱歌。
But we are called to soar like eagles.
我们被召唤像鹰一样的飞翔。
Now, if I was an eagle,
如果我是鹰的话,
and I knew how to fly,
我知道怎么样飞,
but I sat down,
但是我坐下来,
I'm not doing the Lord's will.
我不行神的旨意。
So we're called to fly.
我们被召要去飞翔。
We're called to be like eagles.
我们被召唤要像鹰一样。
Do you know what eagles are afraid of?
你们知道鹰最惧怕什么呢？
Nothing.
鹰没有惧怕的。
Peter wasn't afraid.
彼得什么也不怕。
We get afraid sometimes.
我们倒时时会惧怕。
We're called not to be afraid.
我们被告知不要惧怕。
We're called to soar like eagles.
我们被召唤要像鹰一样的飞翔。
Today.
在今天。
When we go and have lunch.
当我们去吃饭的时候。
Eat like an eagle.
像雄鹰一样吃。
After lunch, and we go back to our homes.
午餐之后，我们回家，我们回到我们自己的家。
I don't know your neighbors.
我不知道你的邻居，我不认识你的邻居。
And you don't know my neighbors.
你也不认识我的邻居。
I do know there are some chickens over there.
我知道那边有一些小鸡。
But the point is.We have to tell our neighbors about what the Lord's done in our lives.
但是重要的是我们要告诉我们的邻居，然后呢，神在我们生活当中做的工。
That's God's will for our life.
这是神对我们的生活的旨意。
We all have a testimony. I shared a little bit of mine and my wife's.
我们每个人都有一些见证。我刚才呢，告诉你和我。告诉你们我和我太太的见证。
When you tell someone what the Lord's done in your life,
你会不会告诉人那个神在你生活当中，在你的生命当中做了什么呢？
No one can argue with that.
没有人要跟你争论。
Let's close in prayer.
我们闭上眼睛来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，谢谢你对为我们今天做的事。
We thank you that what you had to say to us was important.
我们感谢你，你对我们说的很重要的话。
So important, you took the time to write it down in the Bible.
它是如此重要，让你呢，已经给写在圣经上。
Because you know we forget sometimes.
因为你知道有时我们会忘记。
Thank you that we can read your scriptures and learn from them.
谢谢你，我们可以读，也可以从圣经里学到东西。
And that you call us not to just read and hear your word.
啊，你告诉我们，我们不是，不应该仅仅读，而且要听到你的话语。
But to do your word.
而且要行你的话。
Help us to hear what you are calling us to do.
请帮助我们听到你召唤我们做的，我们要做的事。
Thank you for giving us the courage and energy to do it.
谢谢你给我们精力和能力去做这些事情。
Thank you for allowing us to soar like eagles.
谢谢你让我们能够像鹰一样飞翔,
to impact our family, friends, and neighbors.
去影响我们的家庭和我们的朋友还有我们的邻居。
All for your kingdom and glory, Lord.
是为你的天国和荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们祷告。阿门。